one of those days I love being in construction.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, because it rained all day and we sat around playing cards. Yeah.
I have some news that will make you feel even better.
Oh, yeah?
Brendan joined the school band.
Oh, no, not the band.
Why? What's wrong with that, Frank?
Well, nothing if you've got talent, honey, but he's a Lambert. We're musical morons. I mean, sure, we're good-looking, athletic, and incredible lovers, but we can't carry a tune in a scoop show.
Well, maybe Brendan will be the first Lambert who's a musical genius.
Hey, Daddy! Listen to this.
Well, genius takes time, Frank.
Well, I'm gonna go practice. Thanks for making me join the band, Carol.
You made him join the band?
No, I didn't make him. Exactly. I sort of suggested. Okay, I made him.
Here's an interesting bit of historical trivia. Whitcomb Judson invented the zipper in 1893. But sadly, mankind wasn't ready for the zipper, and Judson soon died penniless, never knowing he would someday become a hero to millions of people who didn't have time for buttons. Isn't that fascinating?
Mark, you need a woman.
It's Marky Mark and the Dana Burger. What's happening? Hey, you guys are not going to believe what I decided to do at college today. Check this out. I am joining a fraternity.
Ooh, that reminds me of an interesting bit of historical trivia. Did you know that the first fraternity at East Wisconsin University was established in 1864? It was founded by Jedediah Caldwell, a dentist student who hailed from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Dude. Get a hobby.
Maybe you're right, Cody. I need to shake up my life. I think I'm gonna go upstairs and part my hair on the other side.
It's a start.
Cody, what fraternity exactly were you thinking about joining?
It's that big white house on the corner with all the dumpsters in the front. I think it's called Delta Delta Burke. Yeah, that's it.
Must mean Delta Delta Beta. Cody, you don't want to hang out with those guys. They're sexist pigs. Last week, I was walking by there, and some guy yells out, "Hey, sweet cheeks, how about some afternoon delight?"
Well, what's wrong with that? Wait, the gentleman was obviously giving you a compliment on your wonderful complexion and offered you a little herbal tea.
Cody, the gentleman was making a chauvinist remark filled with sexual innuendo.
Oh, sure, if you want to read all that stuff into it.
Cody, they keep a live goat in their living room.
No way! The Deltas are animal lovers? Oh, God, those guys are awesome. Dude, I'm gonna fit right in.
It sounds like he's up there strangling a parrot.
Dad, you gotta make Brendan stop. I think my ears are bleeding.
Can we bury a little bugle boy in the backyard?
No, but we can make him practice in the garage.
Well, I think you all have a terrible attitude. I bet Mozart's father didn't make him practice in the garage.
Carol, Mozart was a prodigy who composed concertos at the age of 3. It took Brendan that long just to master Big Potty.
Listen to this cool song I made up. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
What's it called? An elephant forks up a hairball?
No, it's called Flight of the Eagle.
Sounds like the eagle just hit a power line.
Well,
don't listen to them, Brendan. I think it's a nice song.
Really? Mm-hmm. I wrote another song? Want to hear it, everybody?
Well, you know what? I forgot. It's my night to wash the car.
Yeah, I'll help.
You play it for Carol, buddy. Quick, run.
Go ahead, Brendan. I'll listen.
Okay, Mr. Slavecki, tell us why you should be admitted to Delta Delta Beta.
Well, I have an inquisitive mind, good oral hygiene, and a subscription to Modern Pathology Weekly, which I'd be happy to share with all the brothers.
Well, you sound like a real barrel of laughs. Mr. Slavecki. We'll get back to you real soon.
You hate me, don't you?
Pretty much. Bye-bye now. Next!
This place is so cool, man. It's just like my van. Only bigger.
And messier.
You must be Mr. Lambert.
Yeah.
I'm Chad Douglas, what's president of Delta Delta Beta.
Hey, dude.
Why don't you step right up here and tell us why you'd make a good member of the Delta House.
Cool. All right, now. Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm like a real good listener. Yeah, sometimes I hear people even when there's nobody talking. And secondly, you know, I'm real good at fixing things like cars and bikes and, like, plumbing and stuff. Yeah. And probably the most fascinating thing about me is that I can play the Star Spangled Banner with my armpit.
Will you all please rise?
No. That's okay. We heard plenty. Would you mind waiting outside while we make our decision?
Oh, cool. No problem, man. Hey, dig it. I'll just hang out on the porch and shoot the breeze with the goat.
Let's vote.
No.
Whoa! Hey, whoa, wait a minute. I've talked to about 20 chicks who said that they'd follow this guy to any party on campus. He's like a babe magnet.
Recount.
Yes, this guy, Cody.
Oh, no way. I'm in? Do you hear that, Walter, dude? Yeah, I'm gonna be a fraternity brother. Are we bad or what?
Yeah, cool.
Dude, you guys, I'm in. I'm a Delta. Yes, I have joined the long line of noble Greeks, like Euripides, Socrates, John Stamos.
Congratulations, Cody.
Yeah, thanks, Care Bear.
Congratulations. I don't see what's so great about being admitted to a chauvinist pigsty.
Oh, well, that's where you're wrong, Dana. Hey, check it out, man. The Deltas are having a party this weekend. They told me to invite every woman I saw. That's right. They want to be knee-deep in babes. And you thought they were sexist.
Gee, what was I thinking?
So, what do you say, Dana? Want to go hang out at the party with me and my Delta brothers? Huh?
I'd rather put a live porcupine in my bra.
Oh, okay, if you already got plans. How about you, Care Bear?
Me? I'd love to go. I mean, going to a fraternity party is one of the top 10 things I've wanted to accomplish in my life.
There you go.
Karen, these guys are slime.
Well, that's what you say. Cody thinks they're nice.
Yeah.
Well, Cody thinks everybody's nice. He's too trusting. But I'm telling you, you're going to go to this party, you're going to have a bunch of guys ogling you like you're some kind of calendar girl.
Really? Oh, I wonder what I should wear.
Fine. Go to this party. But I'm telling you, by the end of the night, you're going to feel like a piece of meat. Because these guys are rodents. They're vermin. They're scum.
She's so negative.
You think she's crabby now? Wait till she stuffs that porcupine in her bra. Cheese puffs. We better get you outside before you explode. Come on. That's it, buddy.
Hey, how's the party? Hey, weeky weeky, woo-hoo.
I'm really glad Cody brought me to the party. This is fun.
Boy, Karen, I can't believe you're in high school. You seem so mature.
Thank you.
I love this flower in your hair. It really brings out the color in your eyes.
Oh, you're just saying that to flatter me. Go ahead, do it some more.
Good idea. In fact, why don't we continue this conversation at the next stop in the Delta House tour?
Where's that?
My room.
I think I'd rather stay down here.
Oh, no. I guarantee you'll have a lot more fun up there.
Look, I don't want to go up to your room.
Oh, sure you do. You'll love it.
No, I said no.
What's your problem?
I don't have a problem. I just don't want to go up there.
Well, what are you, a virgin or something?
It's none of your business.
Wait a minute. You really are. Hey, everybody. Guess what we have here? A real live virgin.
Wow. No lie, a virgin? Well, hey, dudes, virgin in the house.
Virgin, 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 virgin.
Lambert, we were just having fun.
Hey, listen, pal. Let's get something straight right now. You don't go making fun of somebody because they're a virgin. I'm a virgin. You got a problem with that?
Well, I respect your decision.
I knew you would. As for the rest of you monkeys, where do you guys get off humiliating a sweet girl like Karen? Huh? I mean, hey, disrespecting females is totally lame. Phew, get a clue. All right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Let's get out of here.
Good idea.
That guy's a loser. I mean, who thinks like him anyway?
I do. You guys are pigs. I'm out of here. Me too. See you later, boys.
Ah, big deal. So two chicks leave. Okay, three. 4, 6, 10. Okay, all of them.
Well, I guess I'm the only one left wearing a bra.
Shut up.
Take a look at this article. It's called 10 Spicy Ways to Heat Up Your Love Life.
Who needs spice when you're married to the blackened catfish of love?
No, that does it. The trumpet is going in the trash masher.
You can't do that, Frank. You'll crush his spirit.
I'm not going to crush his spirit. I'm going to crush that horn.
Nice attitude, Frank. What are you going to say to your son when you take his trumpet away from him?
Now I'm gonna say, son, I love you. But you're tone deaf. You have no business playing an instrument. You're a musical moron. Well, who is it?
It's me, Brendan. I need to talk to you.
Go ahead, Frank. This is your chance to have that warm father-son moment.
Okay.
All right, son, come in.
Listen, I have to ask you a really important question. But you have to promise to tell the truth.
Of course I promise to tell the truth. What is it?
Okay, here it goes. Do you think I'm any good at the trumpet?
Why do you want to know?
Because you're my daddy and I want to know what you think.
Go ahead, Frank. Tell your son what you think.
Well, son, I think...
I think for a guy who's only been playing a couple of days, you're doing great.
Really?
Yeah. I'm real proud of the effort that you're putting in.
That's great, because I thought I stunk. But if you say I'm okay, then I'm going to keep playing.
Oh, boy.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too, son.
Good night, Daddy. Good night, Carol.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, pal.
Well, guess you really told him, huh?
Well, honey, he sat there looking at me with those brown eyes, a little puppy dog face. I couldn't bear to break his heart.
Well, I think you did the right thing, Frank. You're a great dad.
Yeah.
And great dads are very sexy. Tickle me with your whiskers, you blackened catfish of love.
I love it when you talk fish talk.
I'm way too trusting. I think people are good even when they're slime, and I almost got Karen in trouble blues.
Cody, can I talk to you for a sec?
Oh, don't bother, Dana. I know what you're gonna say. That I'm way too trusting, and that all the Delta dudes are pigs. Except for Walter. He's a goat.
No, Cody, actually, I was going to say thank you for helping Karen. She told me what happened at the party.
Yeah, well, Karen wouldn't have gotten any trouble in the first place if I hadn't taken her to that party. Yeah. You're right, Dana. I'm way too trusting. I'm a sap.
No, you're not. It was an error in judgment. It could happen to anybody.
Yeah, not to you. You're too smart. Man, from now on, I'm going to be just like you. Cynical, suspicious, big chip on my shoulder.
Is that really the way I come off?
Oh, yeah. Dude, you got ice water in your veins. Strike first, ask questions later. You're the Dananator.
I don't know if I like being known as a mercenary killer robot.
Well, I'm your friend, you know? So, I know that you're just trying to protect your vulnerable inner child. But, you scare the bejesus out of everybody else.
Cody, if that's really the way people see me, I don't think you should try and be more like me. I think, I can't believe I'm saying this, that I could be more like you.
Really? You want to be more like me?
Well, yeah.
Dude, this is going to be so cool. Hey, I can get you a really cool van just like mine. Dude, and we could trick out your hair or something. Hey, I could teach you how to play the guitar with nothing but your big toe. Go ahead, take off your right shoe. Come here.
Cody, no, I don't want to be exactly like you. I'm just saying that I guess I could lighten up the attitude a little bit. I mean, yeah, people take advantage of you once in a while because you're too trusting, but seems like you have more fun than I do.
Well, that's just because you're wound up a little too tight. Hey, you know what I always do when I want to loosen up? I sing the blues. Come on. Well with me, Dana.
I got the blues.
I got the blues.
I got the blues.
I got the blues. Everybody sees me as a mercenary killer robot, but I want to lighten up and show my vulnerable inner child so I can have some more fun like the Code Man Blues. Everybody. That's it, Dana. Shake that groove thing.